Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for releasing the miracle, miracle seed. Know that you are in a very powerful season of your life. You are in a season where you are about to see the miracles and the favor and the blessings of the Lord. For the Lord says you're stepping into a new era. You're stepping into a time where you're going to gain much. And it seems like some kind of a situation that could arise that can cause you to begin to think about some new directions or even an idea of a new decisions. And yet I'm sensing some kind of a move happening around you as well. For the Lord says you're about to experience a revival. You are about to experience a freshness and a newness where I'm going to take you into a new realm, into a new dimension. And I shall open up the kingdom. I shall open up the spiritual realm unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For the Lord says that he is about to shine light on something new. And there's some kind of a situation that has been on your heart and on your mind. But the Lord says he's getting ready to shine a light. And that which is hidden, that which is unknown, that which you have been concerned about, God says answers are about to come your way. And yea, the Lord will say unto thee that an obstacle may be even cleared from around you as well. For the Lord says you shall proceed and you shall begin to move forward. And I will do a new thing in your life, and I will bless the very works of your hands. For the Lord will say unto thee, the Lord will say unto thee that this is an hour of completion. This is an hour, and this is a time of dreams being fulfilled. This is an hour, and this is a time of inspiration. For the Lord says, I am with thee, yea, even in this season, and I shall raise thee up. And you're going to begin to see that some significant things are about to open up for thee. For I will surely bless the works of your hands. Oh, my favor, my favor, my favor, my favor. For this is the hour where the Lord will say unto thee that he's even working within your body. I see the Lord working down even into the joints of the knees. I see him working even in the lower back area. For the Lord says, stay aware, stay alert, even as you're driving about. For though the enemy wants to bring accidents and mishaps, the Lord says, stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. Do not get into altercations. Do not get into arguments, saith the Lord of hosts. Use wisdom even when you are driving. Also, something around sharp instruments, use greater wisdom, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Know that patience shall reward thee. Patience shall be the thing that shall cause you to prosper. Patience shall be the thing that will allow you to see things from a clear perspective and hear and be sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. For the Lord will say unto thee that the dreams that you have been dreaming about, you're going to see them manifest, and he shall touch thy inner part, thy innermost being, and you're going to see favor, 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 and the blessing of the Lord shall overtake thee and overshadow thee. Oh, this is the hour, and this is the season, and the moving of my hand. Now I want you to begin to listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Prophet Stephen. Prophet Stephen, I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be something that you are going to be known for. For God says that your name shall be known. I'm hearing God says that there is going to be much mentoring that you're going to be doing. I'm hearing God says something like a boys club of something of that nature, because God says that there's many that he's going to send to you for you to pour into, to mentor to, and to counsel. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen, and God bless you, Prophet Stephen. And yea, I further hear God saying, you shall bring the rod and the staff that will bring forth correction, but you will bring it forth in a godly manner. And it shall bring forth great effects. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Stephen. I hear the word of the Lord saying new transportation. And I hear Father God saying prepare for travel. For Father God says this is the season of acceleration. I hear Father God saying increase in manifestation, increase in demonstration, increase across the board. Man of God, I hear Father God saying new wardrobe in this season. Well, Father God says you're dressing for new open doors. Father God says dress for where you're going and not for where you've been. Pack the boxes for the move. Pack the suitcases for travel. Father God says you're next in line for your miracle. Father God says this is the season where he's touching the heart. I hear Father God says he's touching hearts concerning you and he's speaking to minds concerning you. Father God says greater should be your latter years than your former years. Man of God, begin to get the vision board up. I see the new home, the new car. I see a whole transition. I see meetings out of your home. I see you mentoring to the men, mentoring to the couples, mentoring to the families. Father God says, gird yourself up, man of God, for there's a work at hand for thee. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Bostic, I pray that you were blessed by the word of the Lord from the team of prophets. Thank you, man of God, for releasing a miracle seed of $100. And know, man of God, that this is the hour and this is a season of a mighty, mighty, mighty breakthrough. And you'll see that the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thee, and you will step into a time of a fresh anointing. Prophet Bostic, I'm hearing the Spirit say unto me that this is a season of new beginnings. This is a season of new people. This is a season of renewed energy. It's a season, man of God, where the Lord will say unto me that you're going to begin to aggressively pursue some plans, some things that you've made in the past. And yea, I heard God says, know that he shall be with thee. I do hear God saying unto thee, man of God, that use wisdom in all that you do. Be watchful whom you trust with your money. Be watchful in that area whom you put your trust in. You'll also begin to find and you'll see, Prophet Basa, that the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thee, and you're going to see some real blessed things opening up for thee. As I looked up into the Spirit, I hear the Lord saying that this is a season and this is a time of a fresh start, a time of new beginnings, a time of new opportunities, yea, even in this hour. For the Lord says you're going to rise up and you're going to be able to deal with people who are in authority, yea, even in this season. For the Lord will say unto thee, man of God, that he's going to open up doors unto thee, and doors that's going to open up some new opportunities. And I see valuable opportunities, valuable connections coming your way. It also seems that someone's going to be opening up a place of ministry, something either in Queens area where you're going to be able to go, you'll be going to minister, and it's going to be like a once a month, and they'll have you coming in, and it seems like even you and your wife will be doing some things together. For the Lord says unto thee that he's leading you and he's guiding you, and you're going to step into a season of great rewards, because God says whatever you embark on, man of God, he said it will be quite successful. New business, new opportunities, and as you begin to execute some things, prophet, you're going to begin to see things opening up for the Lord says the delay season is over with. Now, prophet, as you prepare your heart to move forward into the month of November, know that November shall be a time of new partnerships as well as new connections. November shall be a time where the Lord says tend to your health, but also be patient. November shall be a time of a transition, maybe something related to home or even a workplace. It shall be a time where you're going to see changes even in your place of work. And yet God says use a soft, easy approach rather than a demanding one. You'll see that Father says that don't let anyone or anything upset you or invoke your temper. It's going to be important, prophet, that you stay level-headed in the month of November. He says, don't rush into anything without thorough examinations, do the pros and the cons of anything of that nature. You're going to be able to negotiate some things that's going to end up blessing you as well. And yet, God says, there's jealousy around you, but he'll reveal the tricks of the enemy. Favorable, blessed things are truly, truly coming your way. And you're going to know that the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon thee. And this is a time of a fresh anointing. December, 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 December shall be a time where your prophetic anointing is going to be strong. You're entering into a very powerful, powerful season, a very powerful time of your life. December shall be a time of a stronger imagination, a time where you're going to dream more, a time where the Lord will say unto you that you're going to see happiness and even self-fulfillment and self-improvement. It shall also be a time for the prophet where the Spirit says unto thee that do not dwell on the past, let the past go. Don't allow yourself to hurt or anger someone, but yet guard your words, and that's going to be key for you. I'm hearing the Spirit also says unto thee that continue to guard your health in that area. But I see favorable, blessed opportunities coming your way, and I just see God really doing some unique things for you that's going to really favor you. And yet I see travel. Now in the month of December, guard your health, your immune system, because you could feel a little bit burned out with so much that's going to be happening and going on around you. I see things improving. I also see healing. You're going to be extremely sensitive during that time as well. And just know that God said he's calling you unto himself, because Father's going to truly, truly bless the works of your hands. December, God's going to recharge your batteries. You're going to find renewal and rewards coming your way. And God said you're going to begin to let go of some things and move forward for the new, because I'm hearing God said there's going to be a refreshing. There's going to be a renewing that's coming on you and for you and around you, almost like a rebirth. So prepare, man of God, for all the blessings and the favor that the Holy Spirit shall bring unto thee. My glory, I shall rest upon thee. Favor, and all that you do. Thank you, prophet, for releasing the miracle seed. The Lord said he loves you with an everlasting love, and you're going to see his peace. Get ready, because God says he's shifting some things in this hour. He's shifting some things in this hour. A new connection. Seems like, man of God, you might be moving up into another leadership position, a position of authority. God gives you the green light on the move. Bless you, prophet. Bye-bye now.